What's the overarching story or the overarching principle in the stories that have to do with the children of Israel in Egypt? Don't complain. And don't complain especially about your food. And that sometimes in life you have to eat the same food over and over again. Look, I didn't complain when I had to eat Chipotle every day for years and years when I was on the road all the time traveling. That's because Chipotle is awesome. And sometimes I got a little burned out and I'd go into Chipotle and I was just like, I don't know if I can do another burrito. And then it was like the crunchy tacos. It's totally different. It's a totally different meal, you know? And then, you know, and then that got me through. So, you know, we need to apply this to our life in a way that's real to us. And you say, well, that's not what it was intended. That's exactly what it was intended. These stories were intended to be applied to today and to be applied unto our situation, not to just be kept, oh, well, that was just for Corinth. You know, oh, that was just for the children of Israel. Oh, that was just for them. No, they were written for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Amen. That's who it was written for. And we need to stop and understand, hey, God doesn't, and I hope every child is listening, because, you know, children are the ones who complain about their food the most, aren't they?
Yeah. Amen.
You listen up, children. Young kids, listen to me. God's anger was kindled when people complain about their food and when they complain about having to eat the same thing repeatedly. And, you know, I don't know what the menu is like in your house, but whatever it is, you need to stop complaining about it. Your parents work hard. They love you. They're putting nutritious food in front of you. And I know you wish that you could have sugary cereals and hot dogs and cheeseburgers at every meal. But you need to broaden your little palate a little bit and eat what they give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God, and the Bible says, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Even God is looking down upon children and expects children to obey the Lord and expects children to do right. And he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. God is saying your life will be cut short. You'll be punished. It will not go well for you if you do not obey your parents and honor your parents. You say, well, I'm 18 now. If you're still living at home, you obey your parents. Period. When you get married and establish a family of your own, is when you can start being the boss. But when you're living at home with your parents, you obey your parents. Well, I'm 13, I'm 15, I'm 18, I'm 21. That means nothing.
Right.
You're under authority. If you're living in their home, they're the boss.
Yeah.